St. Gregory the Wonder Worker, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, do you remember about a week ago or so, we were doing some numbers in the sermon, numbers 7 and 8 and 1, about the days of the week and the octave, and how the first day of the week stands for eternity, and how 7 is the number that stands for time, because usually we tell our time in weeks. Well, we have a number today, and the number is specific to our saint and to his feast day, the 17th of November. That's the traditional day of the death of St. Gregory the Great, St. Gregory the Wonder Worker, we call him, or the Miracle Worker. 17 also tells the story of the great success of this bishop. He didn't want to be a bishop. Back then, remember, they forced you to be a bishop if they thought you had the right qualities, and for a while, he was hiding out in different cities. He knew it would be very hard to be a bishop in his own hometown because it was a particularly wicked place with lots of pagans and lots of sinners. But he did become the bishop, and that's another story. And when he was dying in his own bed, in his own house, even though it was during the times of the persecutions, he asked, "How many pagans are there in town anymore?" And the priests who were around him said, "Well, Your Excellency, let's see." And they counted, because everybody knew everybody else back then. And one of the priests said, "There are just 17. And the bishop smiled a big smile. And he said, "17. Excellent. That's just the number of Christians there were when I came into this town as the bishop so long ago." He was a St. Patrick kind of a bishop. He converted people, but by means of holiness and miracles, and without any shedding of blood. One time when the persecution came to town, he told his Christians, he said, "Flee, you should hide from the persecutor so that you're not exposing yourself to what we call the occasion of sin, person, place, or thing that might make you commit a sin," because he was afraid these people might commit the sin of apostasy, worship idols, because they would be afraid of torture and death. And so they all hid, and the bishop hid too, and some soldiers came looking for the bishop because they thought if they got him, they would get everybody else. The soldiers came looking for him, and all they saw was a tree and another smaller tree next to it. And then a second time they were looking, and they're looking, and this time in the same place they saw the bishop, St. Gregory, and his deacon, who used to be a pagan priest. And the head of the soldiers, the captain, realized, "We passed them the first time, but that time all we saw were two trees." He saw it was a miracle. Do you remember how St. Patrick once took the shape of a deer because some pagans were hunting for him? It was the same kind of a miraculous escape. And so instead of arresting the bishop, the soldiers became Christians and got themselves catechism classes and got baptized and everything. He was a great miracle worker, children, St. Gregory was. That's how he gets his nickname. And that was a special gift from Almighty God. In fact, there was this pagan priest, and he said, "Well, Bishop, I'll tell you, if you could see that boulder over there, now if you could move that for me, I'd believe. Usually, you don't get to say things like that, and if you did, you wouldn't get your miracle." But he did, and he did. He got his miracle, and then he did believe, and he became a deacon and a great help to the bishop. And he did all sorts of miracles. He would change the flow of water in a river, because one time that was causing two brothers to have a big fight, and another time another big old rock was in the way of building a church. And our Lord gave him the grace of working many, many miracles. But the other thing he's known for is his teaching and his teacher. Do any of you, did you ever have in your life a favorite teacher? Sometimes you only get favorite teachers when you're older and you think back and you remember and you say, oh yes, such and such a teacher had a big influence on me, or I really liked the way she taught, or I liked his explanations of things. A favorite teacher for our saint was a great philosopher called Origen. And for a long time, St. Gregory and his brother went to his school, and this teacher recognized in these two boys from the same family a lot of talent. They were smart, but they were also virtuous. They loved God. They kept the commandments, and he spent a lot of time working with them, and not in vain, because then one of his students became a canonized saint of the Catholic Church. But he had another teacher, and that other teacher was an apostle, and really the queen of apostles, the Virgin Mary. One night, Saint Gregory had gone to bed, and he was, as you will in bed, worrying about things. He was worrying about the pagans, and worrying about the heretics, and worrying about souls, and wondering what on earth he was going to do, when he saw a very old man come into his bedroom. And then right next to this old man was a beautiful young lady, all shining with light. Well, that was the Blessed Mother. And the old man was St. John the Apostle and Evangelist, because he lived to an advanced age. He only died towards the end of the first century. And our Blessed Mother turned to St. John, who was her companion, who used to take care of her, remember, at Ephesus. And St. Gregory actually lived in the same country. It's a country they call Turkey today. Well, our Blessed Mother turned to St. John and she said, teach him. He wants to know. Teach him. Do you want to know? Do you want to be taught? Very important. And St. John taught him all of the truths of the faith. And St. Gregory was thinking, that's so wonderful. I've got to write it down. He had to take notes, which is a good thing to do when you're in class. So he wrote everything down, and it became a creed, and it got passed down in his city called Neopontus in Turkey, and Neo-Caesarea, rather, excuse me. And it saved his people for a long time from falling into error or heresy, because they always remembered what St. John had taught their bishop and what he taught them in turn. Listened to the teaching, and he copied it down, and it was remembered. Well, that's a little bit about today's saint. Maybe a good lesson would be today, say a prayer for your teacher. If you need a miracle, say a prayer and ask our Lord to give you one. If you pray long enough with enough faith, it may very well come to you. And most of all, what's your favorite class? Probably you all have different favorite classes, and you may even have favorite teachers for all I know. But what's the most important class to have as your favorite, in which you always want to get an A+? Why, it's religion, of course. Because religion is the key to open the door to this life and to eternal life. Usually Father Cicada gives out report cards, but whenever I've done that in the past, I always get very sad if I see a student with a low mark in religion and I think, oh my goodness, this is not a good sign. Let's get the best marks. Let's always have religion, children, as our very favorite subject. After all, we do have the Blessed Mother to teach us. After all, ours is the faith that comes down from the apostles. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.